And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're right next door to the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. We're in live in the Sport Fishing Association of California offices here with Captain Ken Frankie, Victor Mendez, and Ramon Gallegos from Baja, Mexico. So we're going to be talking some Baja, Mexico Norte sport fishing and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bite. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what a great spot we're at here at the SAC World Headquarters, right next to Let's Talk Hookup World Headquarters.
Yeah.
Man, what a cool day today is going to be. This is awesome.
Yeah, we can fit the World Headquarters Let's Talk Hookup in about an eighth of the size of this building. And good morning, Ken Frankie.
Hi, guys.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, this is a nice venue for us to broadcast from. We have our engineer Beal here all set up, and fantastic. So, first of all, why don't you tell us why we're putting this together today.
Absolutely.
In the SAC office and introduce our guests.
Well, first of all, thank you for joining us, everybody. When we did Day at the Docks, we invited the gentleman from Baja's Fisheries Department and the new Secretary of Fisheries of Baja to join us, and it went over amazing. And we decided that we were going to continue to work together, and help promote sport fishing and opportunities for the listeners to visit Baja California, learn about it, and see what resources are there available for them. So I brought two friends, Victor Hugo Mendez, who he's the head of sport fishing for Baja. I've known Victor many years, and also Ramon Insunza Gallegos. Ramon is a spokesperson for fisheries in Baja. And I asked him, would you all be willing to come up and do a show with us and answer those questions? Because they have a lot of new sport fishing tournaments available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just recently went live with a new license portal. So if you're going to go visit Baja California, you're going to go to Ensenada, or you're going to go to the Coronado Islands, we now have a very new, it's like weeks old portal that Baja North has set up. And that is where you can purchase your fishing license. It's easy to use. But the important thing is the money, the revenue from those licenses goes to the state fisheries, not federal fisheries, but state fisheries to fund aquaculture, sport fishing events, and local community projects of fisheries background. So
it stays right in the community of Ensenada, yep. San Catin, San Felipe, and all those Baja North.
And so I asked them to come and explain some of that, talk about their tournaments, and they drove up from Ensenada, and they joined us this morning. So thank you both for joining us today.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah, great to have you. So, Ramon, you live in Ensenada, and what's the sport fishing like in Ensenada?
Yes, I do, and let me first thank you, Kim Frankie, for having us today, for sending this invitation out to the sports fisheries in Ensenada. And just as you said, we were here for the Day at the Dock a few months ago, and it was an amazing experience. Honestly, the collaboration that we are getting together today with SAC and the Fisheries and Aquaculture Secretariat in Baja California, it's an amazing opportunity to promote our state, all the tourism destinations, sports fishing destinations that we have down there. And we thank you, Pat. We thank you, Rick, for having us here today. And the way that sports fishing is going on in Ensenada, you know, we are experiencing a new adventure pretty much today. Sports fishing has changed from a decade ago. Today, fishermen in Baja California, they're more experienced, more talented, and they're more eager in order to learn the new techniques. They're even, you know, spending a little bit more in order to get great equipment. And we are getting into this stage, into sports fishing in Baja California, where the local fishermen, it's, you know, getting right in the spot in order to serve, you know, visitors from all over the world, visitors from California, in order we are in the process of building that platform in order to welcome our visitors and have all the equipment and all the boats necessary in order to serve the sports fishing needs.
I was just going to say, it was really fun watching last year happen with the tremendous amount of bluefin tuna that were outside Ensenada, and then in one season watching how good the local fleet became at catching that fish, and then this year seeing all the new equipment that happened, new boats, high-end tackle, yeah, high-end fishing, high-end fishermen. Like, it was really fun to watch that fleet grow, and like you said, so accommodating to the tremendous amount of bluefin tuna that's right outside Ensenada.
And you guys invented the high-speed trolling.
Honestly,
for
yeah,
the bluefin tuna. I mean, all the American guys said, hey, these guys are onto something here, so let's do that.
Now, one thing, Ramon. So I'm looking in my hand. I have a flyer from you all. We've just gone live on the SAC website.
And the SAC website is
CaliforniaSportFishing.org. So
okay,
really simple to remember. Scroll down on the home page. You can buy your license here. But the reason I'm bringing that up, they have a QR code that you can scan. And my kids are better at it than I am. But the beauty of it is you can go and see their tournaments. You can see, correct me if I'm wrong, the list of the pongueros that are available to hire, as well as they can buy their fishing license. Maybe you can explain a little bit more about this new website, because this is the information
age. Yeah, right.
And they have done a really good job on their website. So maybe you could explain a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, this is, by the way, this flyer, it's great work of our team member right here, Victor Hugo Mendez. He put this together. And actually, this new website facilitates the experience for our visitors.
Okay.
It's one site to go in order to get pretty much everything planned, right? When you log in into our website, you are able right here to buy your permits. You can, have a database for all the boat servicers in every single town, all the, legit boat servicers that we have throughout the whole state. We have a fishing calendar with all of our tournaments right there. We have all the regulations, general regulations for sports fishing in Baja. And we also have a list right there with the catch limits that might differ from, regulations in California than the ones in Baja. So pretty much it's an amazing tool that we have created for you guys to just get there and pretty much worry about nothing else but just logging in, buy your permit, know about the regulations, get your, preferred boat service provider, and pretty much get ready in order to just drive
Make it easy.
Or sail down the border and, get your fish.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And that's what's so cool is this partnership between Baja California North and the Sport Fishing Association of California, making it easy for people that live here in Southern California to acquire the proper permits, fishing licenses, and general information about fishing in Baja Norte, right?
That is correct, exactly. Yeah. And that's why we believe that this collaboration with SAC, it's so important, because it's a way to project, the new venues that we have for the activity down there in Baja. And this collaboration pretty much makes everything easier, Our visitors can, they rely on SAC recommendations. And SAC knows the way that we are working right now in this new administration in the state of Baja. We are pretty much not only very excited, but also, putting all of our effort in order to facilitate our visitors the entire experience, right?
Yes. So tell us about these tournaments in Baja, the Baja Sport Fishing Baja Championship 2023. There's four tournaments, and these are like big deal tournaments, right?
That is
and
correct.
Victor, this is something you created, right? Yeah.
This is the tournament, the World Championship, the Copa Baja California.
Yeah.
The first tournament in the San Felipe is the 24.
Of June, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The first tournament.
So coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first tournament at the four tournament.
Mm-hmm. The first of four.
Yeah.
And what are the species they're going to fish for in San Felipe?
Yes.
Portuava?
No.
I'm just joking. Of course, the Portuava is a protected species. Yeah.
No, Toto. It's Sierra, Baquetan, Red Snapper.
Snapper, yeah.
Yeah. Yellowtail.
Yellowtail, yeah.
Sivas.
Corvina.
White Sivas. White Sivas, sure, yeah. It's good, and June is good fishing. Beautiful time of the year for the weather and stuff in San Felipe.
Yeah, beautiful time in San Felipe.
Sure. And most of that fishing there is going to be ponga-based? In the pongas?
Our local service providers, we have panga boat service providers, but also we have lots of visitors coming from Utah, Nevada, Arizona, California, and also Mexican, fishermen from other locations. And believe it or not, they have very well equipped and sophisticated boats these days. So this is one of the great things about our tournaments. They're pretty much available for all people.
Yeah. That's cool.
So you can come down and hire a local pongero, or you can bring your own boat down and participate in the tournament either way.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. And it's, our tournaments are planned in order to involve the whole family. You know, they're very affordable. The prices that we get for our tournaments are, you know, very, very appealing. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea of our tournaments is to get every family member involved. Women,
that's cool.
Kids. And actually, for all of our tournaments, we have special prizes for the embarkations, the boats that carry on kids. They do have their own special competition with them.
Oh, that's cool. Like a kids division.
Exactly.
Yeah, very nice.
Exactly. And we do the same thing for women, because one of the main objectives in our administration is to, you know, fight for gender equality, to fight for, you know, opportunities for our youth in order to get developed. So, and it all starts right there. At the family gatherings, right? So we pretty much are providing an opportunity through sports fishing in order to, you know, enhance the family relationships and in order to instill some discipline, some values to the kids of our communities. And that makes a difference, I believe, when kids get involved in sports fishing. They carry out, you know, the pride of being a fisherman.
Oh, absolutely.
And they start respecting the sport. And
yeah.
That is an amazing thing, because then we are able to create citizens of good.
Yes, that's great.
Yeah, well said. That's awesome. Yeah.
Victor, where's the second, third, and fourth tournaments going to be?
Yep. The second tournament is the Bahía de Los Angeles.
Yes.
Hey,
three,
LA Bay.
Three in Ensenada and four in the grand final in San Quintín.
In San Quintín. Yeah. Okay, yeah. And number two in July 21st through the 22nd in Bahía de Los Angeles. I know our Baja reporter on the show, Let's Talk Hook Up reporter, Cast Man from Cast Tours, is down there right now. And I got a report from one of his partners, the fishing. It's fishing in Baja. Bahía de Los Angeles right now is on fire. Yellowtail, grouper, lots of cabrilla. I mean, just fantastic fishing.
Yeah, right now is the best fishing in Bahía de Los Angeles for the grouper is nice.
Okay. Yeah.
Yellowtail is nice.
Yeah. It's good. And what a beautiful place, too.
Glopar grouper is nice.
Yeah. Big grouper.
Black sea bass is nice.
Yeah, for sure. And then the tournament moves in August 25th and 26th to Ensenada. And that's going to be a lot of tuna, right?
Yeah.
We're expecting to have lots of tuna, actually.
Yeah.
These past couple of weeks, we had the first international bluefin tournament. We were kind of, you know, worried because we didn't know what to expect. You know, it's nature. You never know what you're going to get. But fortunately, in this bluefin tournament, which was the first one in the history of our tournament, we got a catch of a bluefin tuna of 150 pounds.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Nice.
So, fortunately, you know,
that was one the tournament.
That embellishes the event.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
we had a great experience with our fishermen down there. They were all very, very, very excited because actually we were able to catch tuna.
Yeah.
A bluefin tuna tournament where we catch tuna, I mean, it's a celebration.
And it was exactly as you had said. I mean, there was the local Ponga fleet did tremendous. I know that we had customers from San Diego that came in and bought a bunch of gear to go to travel down to Ensenada to participate in the tournament, and it sounded like it was a really fun time. What was so cool about that one is, you know, you can encompass the stay at you know, at some of the hotels, like Hotel Corral with the marina down there, so boats could travel down, they could get a hotel, they could stay for a couple of days, enjoy nice accommodations, but still participate in the tournament.
Which brings up a good question, Rick. So if somebody wants to participate in any of these tournaments and they want to bring their own boat down or they want to come down, is there a place where they can go and find hotels and charter boats and things like that where they can – is there a coordinator for these tournaments that will help them through that process?
Well, actually, you know, the best way to go – it's just the website that we have created.
Okay.
We have a list right there for the boat service providers, right?
Oh, okay.
But then if you log in into our website or you contact CEPESCA, which is our institution, our government institution, if you send us a message through our, you know, social media, we are able to connect you to our service providers.
Awesome.
If you need a hotel, if you need transportation, if you need any kind of need that you might have, we can hook you up to the best service providers in our destination.
And give you different options.
You exactly. know, the one thing during Day at the Docks, this is why we're here today.
Sure.
At Day at the Docks is when Victor and Ramon showed us their new website, because we wanted to have a robust portal that would serve all of our customers in California and the West Coast. And they came in with this on day one, showed it to us, and it was like, oh my gosh, this is it.
Yeah.
Finally, this is awesome. So that's why we're really behind it.
Yeah, that website is copabajacalifornia.org.
Yep. Simplest way to go to the
copabajacalifornia.org or the SAC.
Just go to californiasportfishing.org.
Yeah.
Simple to remember, one-stop shopping.
Okay.
You can get your tip for your boat. You can get your fishing license, but it'll link directly to this site.
That site.
So that the people can get all the services that Ramon was just talking about.
Yeah, and Victor and Ramon, that website is specifically for these tournaments?
Exactly. You can find the information of all of our tournaments. And not also the calendar, the fishing calendar, right?
Yeah, okay.
So if you are planning a trip, you can pretty much mix and match and coordinate the type of experience that you might want to have. And the website is right there. It's bajacalifornia.gov.mx/cepesca.
Okay, so the copabajacalifornia.org is different than the tournament website?
I think that's that's just the tournament website, and this is the general
that has
all the service providers and the permits and the everything.
bajacalifornia.gov.mx/cepesca.
That is correct, Rick.
For a specific, in the Copa Baja California is copabajacalifornia.org.
Yeah.
So this,
that's much easier to remember.
So the Copa covers just the tournaments, and then the Baja California Cepesca, you know that one. This link through the SAC website, that covers everything. The tournaments, also
licenses,
the permits, all the regulations, the service providers, everything.
All right.
One thing also, we get constant calls, and I'm sure Ricky gets this over at the tackle shop. What are the limits? What are the regulations? I get that.
Every single day.
Now in one place it's posted, and it's crystal clear what the rules are.
We're so excited because people still, you know, everybody wants to travel to Baja. Everybody wants to participate in the good fishing. Nobody has a problem with buying the permits and all that. It was just all about an easy way to do it, and the new portal is exactly that. Ken said the same thing, like, even leading up to it, just wait until you see this, and that's it. Like, the big question that we get every day is, how do I buy my permits? Where do I go to buy my permits? And now it's as easy as going to the SAC website, following the link, and, I mean, you push a couple buttons and type a few things in, pay online with your card, you print your permit out at home. It's just, it is so easy.
So easy,
And we're trying really hard at the SAC office to stay up on the regulations. So we have a law firm in Mexico City we work with. So FMMs, the tips, all that different stuff, we try to put it in simple words, easy to do, so that it's kind of like somebody is coordinating,
mm-hmm.
putting it in easy language so that compliance is a lot more, accessible to everybody.
Now, is there access to immigration forms on this? Like, can we find FMMs through the same portal?
That is correct. That is correct. Actually, the link, in order... there's the link that gets you to the official government site where you can actually print out the form,
Perfect.
Fill it up, and then as soon as you get to the border, present that document to the customs in Mexico, and there you go.
Awesome.
It's
awesome.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today.
Kidding.
A lot of information today that I'm learning a ton already, so
this is
going to be a fun show.
This is going to be great, and we're looking forward to your questions, looking forward to your texts, and just there's going to be so much killer info that comes out today, and what a fun opportunity. If you want to join us, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can send us a text. As we always say, text the show, so popular here on Let's Talk Hookup. And the only way to participate that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, easy to get. And as soon as you pop up the Let's Talk Hookup app, you're going to see the opportunity to text your questions into the show. And let me tell you, make sure when you send in your text questions that you include your contact info. Because if you win the big prize at the end of to the show today, we're going to need to get a hold of you. And what a rad prize we're giving away. So one lucky caller or texter determined at the end of the show today is going to win a fishing trip on board the Liberty. It's a full-day trip at a Fisherman's Landing. You're going to get a chance to fish with Captain Taro and Anibal and participate in the fantastic fishing that those guys have had.
This week we've seen, fishing, man,
this week we have seen, you know, limited catch of giant bluefin where they have bent like the whole boat on 150 pounders and obviously, you know, landed a few, but, you know, there's a tremendous amount of attrition when it comes to those giant ones.
Sure.
We've seen them have limits of really nice school size bluefin. We've seen really good yellowtail fishing. Like, there is some fantastic full day fishing going on right now. And somebody's going to get to go on the Liberty. We're giving away a full day trip at the end of the show. Again, if you want to get your shot, send us a text through the Let's Talk Hookup app, or better yet, give us a call. 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great questions and lots of great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Years ago, there was a place called a service station. Friendly people that care. Well, that attitude is alive and well at Summit Gasoline in the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, and salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice that they have become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. The low prices are not just at the pump. How many gas stations do you know that sell fishing license 24 hours a day or sell gourmet coffee for $0.99, or a complete sandwich meal including fountain drink for $6.95. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Today, more than ever, outside special interest groups want to close access to California sport fishing. Don't let this happen. Join Coastal Conservation Association of California and fight back. CCA California is your voice, your advocate for ocean fishing access. We fight the outside special interests so you, your kids, and their kids can fish for generations to come. Visit ccacalifornia.org and join the fight against more fishing closures.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a great time here this morning. Just like you said, the opportunity of so much information of Baja right now today, we've just never had this experience on the show, and this is going to be a really, really fun day. So much cool information directly from what we want to do. You know, I mean,
people want to talk about Baja because the phones are packed. I already have like 50 texts backed up here.
Every single phone line we have is full already.
So they want to do it. This is really cool. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for making the effort to come up. And thank you, Ken, for putting this all together in the
really
Sport
cool.
Fishing Association of California. Ken does brilliant things. He does amazing stuff. So, hey, great text to start the morning here. And I think this is a very good question from Dane in Huntington Beach. He says, good morning, guys. Can you talk about what is needed to take my trailer boat as far as permits wise, etc., to San Felipe for the upcoming tournament on June 23rd? Very good question. So you'll need fishing licenses for everybody, right?
Exactly.
Everybody, so, including the kids, right?
Exactly. Yes. Everyone aboard, even the captain,
yes,
they need their fishing permit. So first thing to do, you know, it's logging into our website, you know, and buy your permit.
Okay.
Then log into the
That would be the fishing permit.
The fishing permit.
All the fishermen, the rules, I need the licenses.
The license, the fishing license.
All fishermen, the participants for the tournament in the San Felipe.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, and then as far as an FMM, you do not, if you're staying less than a week, you do not need an FMM, right?
Actually, if you are staying for less than 180 natural days, then you need an FMM.
Yeah. Less than.
Less than that, you need an FMM. Permit.
Oh, you do?
You do.
So, yeah. So to enter into Mexico, okay.
So you log into the website, which is www.gov.mx/INM, and then you can print out your form in order to get your FMM permit.
And the FMM is basically just an immigration form that says, hey, I'm Rick Maxa, I live in the United States, I'm coming into Mexico on this day, I'm coming home on that day.
And this is different. Ken, maybe you can clarify. This is different than the permit that you pay for to go to the Coronado Islands.
Right.
This is a free permit.
There
this
is a difference.
FMM is a free permit.
The FMM you get on the SAC website.
That you're entering by land on.
Exactly. Yes. That's the difference versus on an aircraft or land.
Uh-huh.
So it is different. If you're on a boat and leaving from the United States, but you're never going to touch a port. You're going to go out 50 miles and go fish. Or it's actually for vessels within 12 miles. So say Coronado Islands, that's when you would get the one that's on the SAC website. But the one that these gentlemen are talking about, you can get it at the port of entry, or you can get it on their website. But you're entering by land. Different deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, and to my knowledge, as long as you're less than, I think it's 7 days, there's no fee. Like when I go to CBX
exactly
and I'm going to fly to Laredo, I put in there that how many days I'm going to be there, and if it's, I think, less than seven, then there's no cost.
There's no fee. Yeah.
So I was just going to say, so many of us have, you know, if you print out your FMM ahead of time before a CBX flight, this is that same thing that you would use.
Mm-hmm.
Because there, you're making the travel into Mexico by land because you're walking across the CBX bridge and then taking a domestic flight.
Right. Yeah, when in doubt, ask the experts. So you'll hear in the second hour we have a representative of the Consul General's office here as well. Alberto Lozano is going to join us. But, always check with the experts. But, like, if you're going to CBX, they have it placarded there on the wall. If you're crossing the border, they always have an immigration office there as well. And they'll make sure you do it right.
So I'm a bit confused. Okay, if I'm driving to Ensenada today, do I need to have an FMM? If I'm going down to enjoy the wines of the Guadalupe Valley, for say.
Yeah, you're getting technical.
Yes, and that's why I'm... Because I think it's a little confusing. We need to clarify.
Yeah, I think that is guaranteed a question that we probably should have immigration weigh in on.
Okay.
I don't think it's appropriate for me to express an opinion.
Yeah.
Because what is done
that's
and
more
what
of
is
an
required
issue
by law could be different.
I gotcha.
Yeah, we don't want to have anybody get in a problem. You're always the conservative path's always to do FMM.
Just do the FMM. It's free for seven days, and
like when I cross the border walking, I can get my FMM right there.
Right there. Yeah.
It's solely my opinion, unfounded. I believe that you are required to have it, but I think often when you go for a day trip, it's, you know, they're probably not going to, you know, they're often not enforcing that
they're
upon you for just your day trip. That being said, it is part of the rules. Like, you are supposed to do it. It's just an immigration form. It says, I'm Rick. I live in the United States. I'm coming to Mexico on Wednesday. I'm going to come back home on Wednesday, or I'm staying for a couple of days and I come home. That's, you know, same thing.
All right. Hey, let's jump in the phones.
Let's
they're
do
packed.
That.
They want to talk.
Let's do that for sure. How about we start it off this morning with John. Excuse me. John is calling from Escondido this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for getting us started.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. A couple of questions. One for you and Rick and Pete, and the other for the gentlemen from Mexico. When I purchased my fishing license, because it's changed up here now, is my fishing license good from the time that I purchase it for 1 year, or is it just a calendar year? And if I purchase the bracelets, like to fish the Coronado Islands, can you purchase one that allows you to fish for the year, or do I need to purchase one every time that I go out to the Coronado Islands? And then Pete and Rick, tomorrow there's a Friends of Rollo banquet over at Dana Landing.
Dana Landing.
Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, of course, that's the captain's reception, and we'll have a full show about that tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup. So you're going to have to listen to that when we have Bob Cook from Team Fat Tuna of the Wicked Tuna TV series. We'll be in the World Headquarters with Rick and Corey, which I'll be out of town, but that's going to be a great show. So you're going to learn all about the captain's reception tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, 7 to 9 a.m. The other questions.
Let's answer some of the questions and make it simple for folks. If you buy one of those bracelets from one of the tackle shops or what have you to go to the Coronado Islands or any protected area in Mexico, if you buy a bracelet, it's good for the day. Okay, and each day is a separate purchase. If you buy the annual passport, that's good for the year, and that ends at the end of the calendar year. Okay?
The passport does.
The passport does. Now, with regard to the license, I'm going to pass it over to Ramon, but they have one-day license, or I believe they have an option of an annual license. Would that be correct? They just need to know, does that expire at the end of the calendar year, or is it 365 days?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really simple. At our website, you know, it's sportsfishing.bajacalifornia.gov.mx. It's three simple steps. Is your customer information, your boat information, and then actually our website, in the past, we had certain difficulties in order to get your payments processed with a U.S. debit or credit card. Today, that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Things are much easier.
The new website is fantastic. Yeah. The new website is really great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then we have, a daily pass, which is super, super, affordable. It's about $10, your fishing permit for a day. Then your weekly permit, that would be, give it or take, $22, depends on the rate that your bank is considering. And then a monthly permit as well, which is around $32. And then the yearly pass as well, which is about $42, give it or take.
And in Mexico, the yearly pass lasts for the entire year. It doesn't just end at January or at the start of the new year.
So if you buy it today, it'll be good till this one full year.
Correct.
One full calendar year.
It's 365 days from the date that you purchase.
Yeah. You guys set the precedent, and finally California has followed suit on the same program. So we thank you for setting the trend. Yeah. Thank you for Baja California for setting that trend. And thanks a lot for the call, John. Appreciate
that's a really good question, though. Those are the kind of questions people ask all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
One other thing I'd mention is the temporary importation document for the boat. It's 10 years.
Yes.
Get your tip, and then you're street legal for 10 years with that boat in Mexico.
And how do you get a temporary?
Go onto our website, and the instructions are right there, step by step, and it's all online, and they send it to you.
Yeah, and I've done it. It's a piece of cake. It's
like $70.
Yeah, and it lasts for 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah.
How about the annual passport? Super familiar with buying the daily bracelets. But like you say, if you're a fisherman who loves to fish Coronado Islands and you're going often, it's way easier to get the pass. I haven't done the annual passport. What's it like to get the passport? What do you mean? Just jump on the website.
Yeah, jump on the website, and I want to say it's like $70 or $80 now for the passport for the year.
Instead of buying the bracelet, it's $6.
Yeah,
it's $6,
$8. Yeah, and
you fish a lot. If I were going to fish a lot of Coronado Islands or any of those areas, I'd just buy 1 year everything and call it a day.
Yeah, just for the flexibility of, we were out fishing tuna and it was slow, or we caught our limit and we wanted to try something else. You know, the flexibility of being able to go into the Coronado Islands if you didn't choose to buy your bracelet ahead of time.
Well, one thing that's also, nice is the Mexican Navy's out there all the time, and they are very polished gentlemen. When they pull alongside, they'll ask you very respectfully, can I have your license, can I have your tip, and can I have your FMMs? They take a look at them, have them in a plastic bag.
Yep.
They'll take a look at them, and then they'll just make sure that you're good to go. You know, you have your life jackets. Have a nice day. So
don't forget your passport or your passport card.
That's a good point also.
Yeah.
Make sure to have those with you as well. But the cloak of safety, if you will, I get asked that all the time.
Uh-huh.
Their search and rescue boat looks identical to a U.S. Coast Guard search and rescue boat. They're rigid hull inflatables, but their presence down there is to make people feel safe and comfortable. They do a really good job. and it's in concert with SEPESCA and all the other agencies. Everybody's working well together to really create this cloak of comfort for people to visit Mexico.
We've been stopped multiple times to Coronado Islands. It's always been very professional, very safe, no problems, very fast. You know, the interaction never took more than a few minutes. We have like a little rule on the boat. As soon as everybody gets on the boat, we have a big Ziploc bag. Everybody throws in their passport and their Mexican fishing license. Mm-hmm. Our FMM for the group is already on board on the boat and ready to go. And just if we happen to get stopped, we have it all ready to go. The boat pulls alongside. You hand them the bag that has everything in it. It's maybe 5 minutes, friendly hellos, and then they wish you good luck on to fishing, on back to fishing. And it's just as long as you take care of your paperwork ahead of time, there's just absolutely nothing to fear.
And there's something, you know, people need to remember, they're going to a foreign country. You know, it's you need to comply with what the regulations are. Right. But one thing I'll just make sure that all the listeners hear this loud and clear. SAC, we are working with Baja's government here now, and we want to do whatever we can to help the local communities. That's why we're talking about their tournaments. But that license portal, unlike those other fees that were just talked about just now, the TIP and the FMMs, that goes to the federal government of Mexico. If you buy your fishing license through the SAC website, and just so you know, SAC doesn't get a nickel off of it. There's nothing, no charge. We're doing this to work together. It does nothing more than direct to the portal provided by Baja. But that revenue goes to the state of Baja to promote activities in those local communities. That is a game changer and a half. So we highly encourage everybody out there, if you need a license and you're going to be going down to Mexico, please use that portal. It's right at the very top on the SAC website, because we want our presence down there to be perceived as a positive one for those folks.
And it's not just if you're taking your boat to Coronado Islands. You know, it's, you talk about the relationship with SAC. If you're riding the San Diego, if you're going on the Liberty, all these things, like, you know, that Mexican license works for all of the sport fishing trips that are traveling to Mexico lesser than 3 days.
Buy yourself a 1 year license and
you don't have to worry.
You don't have to worry. It just makes it easy. But I think the key is, especially like these tournaments, we want to support them. And a great way to do that is to you know, visit the local communities, hire the local boats, but also buy that license through the portal, and that way these folks have got some money to operate with.
Speaking of buying the local boats, I have a question from Jim from Temecula. He wants to know, he says he's going down tomorrow to fish on the Mares fleet. Is it Mares fleet?
In Ensenada.
And he wants to know, what are the best fleets in Ensenada to go fishing aboard?
Mares. Well, actually, they're a great partner.
Okay.
Mares, it's not only they're a great service provider, but Mares have been constantly participating in all the forums and all the festivals that we have organized as a government institution. Last year, just to make a note on it, we were present at the Puerto Peñasco Fishing and Agriculture Festival.
Uh-huh.
And Mares was right there promoting
cool
sports fishing.
So that would be there's other sport fishing fleets down there, but Mares is one of the
different. It's different. Different boat. Different boat. Big boat.
Big boat. Okay.
Small boat. Different fish. No, different place.
Sure.
And
on your website, there's a number of different fleets that you can access, and all of those fleets are approved by the government, by SEPESCA.
There's another one, Pete, that I know that you are familiar with. You haven't fished with an Ensenada, but Javier from Cedro Sport Fishing has a company in Ensenada, the Big Eye Sport Fishing. Same deal.
It's called Big Eye Sport Fishing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right now, the different fishing, the local fishing, the best lures, the best fishing, the best place, the best boat in Ensenada. This is best in general, the fishing in Ensenada. For example, the bluefin, tuna.
So on the website, it'd be a great place to just find some of
all the different
all the service providers that we have listed on our website, they're right there because they're legit. Follow all the regulations that are required, so you can feel very, very safe of scrolling down through that list and pretty much make your pick, right? You can logging into their social media in order to find out who they are, and pretty much, you know, it's a check them out to see who you fall in love with in order to go fishing.
The last year, the best report, the bluefin tuna, this is maras, this is blackfin. Mm-hmm.
Blackfin boat, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. Awesome.
It's good.
Well, yeah, as you can hear, lots of great info to come. Still so much great information. We've also got catch reports coming up. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach and a whole lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You know, we're talking about fishing bluefin tuna now. They're biting Ensenada here in Southern California, and Shimano Talica is the reel.
Oh, no question. I mean, Talica is such a fantastic reel for the gearing, the great free spool, the great drag. I wanted to talk about its older brother that we don't talk about a lot these days, but it just reminded me so much of this Mad Max trolling Ensenada, and that's Tiagra. Tiagra is a workhorse. Tiagra has not changed its base. You know, it's been through a few revisions.
Sure.
It has not changed in years for a very specific reason. Absolute bulletproof tank, great for when you're traveling to Mexico. Those things, you can absolutely run them through the ringer, and they perform perfect. Tiagra 30 wide, such a great reel.
Great reel.
If you're wanting to troll a Mad Mac and go catch up a big bluefin tuna.
And then also, you know, if you want something that's a little more affordable, the Shimano Speedmaster.
Great call,
reel,
too.
Two-speed reel, up to a 25-20, something like that.
Speedmaster 25 holds more than enough line, more than enough drag, great for trolling to catch a big bluefin tuna. And we're talking a $300 reel that's going to land you $150-$200.
Absolutely. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, participate on this great show from our great friends from Mexico, please give us a call, 213-432-1090. I will warn you, though, it has been a very popular show. Every single phone line is full right now. But
texts are packed.
But when somebody does drop off, there will be an opportunity for you to get your questions in. Lots of people standing by. And just like Pete said, you can always send us a text. Take advantage of that text the show option. You can text in your questions via the Let's Talk Hookup app. This has been a really
really
great.
Fun. So I have a question for Ramon. The money that Ken was talking about, where does that money go? So, in other words, we buy a license. We buy a license from the portal of the Baja Norte. Where does that license fee money go?
Yeah, I think that's a very important question, because then when you can trace the money and then you can see that it's used in order to actually really promote the sport, then, you know, it all makes sense. It's sustainable, right?
Right.
So once you buy your permit, that money goes to the state government. That's the money that we use in order to organize our tournaments. That's the money that we use in order to fund our social programs. We have three different kinds of social programs in order to, you know, help the local fishermen grow up, you know. That's... We help them out with funding for maintenance of their boats. We help them out with funding in order to acquire new equipment, in order to get more technology to, nice. You know, to become better fishermen.
Wow.
And also, we have identified a great opportunity for sports fishing in Ensenada. You know, after COVID, everybody looked at sports fishing as an activity in order to go do something, right? It's outdoors. And then what we are doing down in Baja with the money of the pyramids, it's to help, you know, for commercial fishermen in order to adapt their boats in order to become sports fishermen.
Ah.
So that's a way that they have in order to diversify their service portfolio. So during high season, low season, they can, you know, do both things. They
nice.
Do commercial fishing, and then they also can do sports fishing during high seasons,
nice.
Right? So there's also one very important thing that we fund with the money, which is clinics, sports fishing clinics for kids.
Wow.
We have a partnership right there with IGFA, and we pretty much teach kids about, you know, sustainable fishing. We teach them out how to get familiarized with the equipment for sports fishing. We teach them about regulations, about catch limits, and we teach them about the technique in order to go sports fishing. So we have organized one clinic already this year, and it was a total success. I have no words in order to express the way it makes you feel to see the kids getting really involved, and pretty much we're helping out in order to create new fishermen.
Fantastic.
That's awesome.
Well, that's great. So we know when we buy a license now that this is going to go into fisheries programs,
exactly.
Which is fantastic. Yeah, that's great.
That's cool.
Let's jump into the phone. They're packed. They want to talk to these guys.
Daniel calling us from Rancho Cucamonga this morning. Daniel, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Daniel.
Yes, I have a question for your guest, I believe Ramon. Yeah, so with the tournaments that are coming up, how the hotel accommodations are going to work out?
Got it. You know, that's a very important thing. You have to make your reservations ASAP and plan ahead. Because, as you know, sports fishing, it's high season right now. We're starting the high season. But also, during the summertime, we have tons of visitors because Ensenada is one of the main producers of wine.
Yes.
And during summertime, we have the wine festivals. So if you're planning a trip down there to Ensenada, please log in into our website, get a list of the hotels, and try to get your accommodations as soon as possible because it gets really packed. And also we have Airbnb services down there. And you, as I said, right, if you have any kind of needs, you can also send us a message through you know, our social media or our website, and we will be more than happy to help you out and connect you with all types of providers. But accommodations, it's, you know, they're getting harder and harder because it's high season for
sure.
Sports fishing, and then we have the wine festivals as well, and you know,
so make your reservations plenty in advance. So we're all familiar with the Hotel Corral. We've stayed there, beautiful hotel. So what other, but I'm not familiar with a lot of the other the beautiful hotels in Ensenada. Do you have other favorites that you can recommend?
Yeah, of course, right there. Yeah. And right on the highway, we have Hotel Lucerna. We have
Hotel Lucerna.
Corona Hotel. Hotel Lucerna is a beautiful hotel, one of the newest ones, actually.
Oh, really?
We have a City Express down there. We have Hotel Corona. We have Hotel Mission Santa Isabel, and you can log in into our website, and then you can also
There'll
get
be a
big
number
list
of hotels, and those are all hotels that Cepesca would recommend staying in.
Exactly, they're you know, like
approved hotels.
Approved hotels. Our accommodations are getting better with time. And we have no excuse, right, in order to not go to Baja and practice the activity.
Yeah.
Now, Ensenada, big hotels, you know, lots of fisheries. What about, like, tournament number two, Bahia de Los Angeles? Plenty of accommodations for the fishermen to come down if they're going to participate in the number two tournament?
Bahia de Los Angeles, you know what? It's crucial that you can always contact us so we can hook you up with the locals, right? Mm-hmm. Because accommodations in Bahia, there's a lot of, you know, local cabins that we can hook you up with.
Perfect.
Because, you know, capacity for hotels is limited.
I would say same in San Quintin, right? Limited capacity in San Quintin.
True. Yeah. The good thing is that these towns, you know, have been growing up a lot. And there's a lot of investments recently down there.
That's
so
great.
You can easily find private accommodations.
Like you were saying, maybe there's an Airbnb that you stay at. Maybe somebody's home that is going to rent it out for the weekend. Lots of different options, including the hotels.
That is correct.
Cool. Yeah.
Let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
That sounds good. How about this time we talk to Bob? Bob is calling us from Dana Point. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. I've been fishing Mexican waters for over 70 years, Coronados, San Felipe, Ensenada, Cedros, Benitas, Alejos, the Revilla, Hijitos. But my favorite place to fish by far is Guadalupe. It's majestic, mysterious. You don't catch many fish there. There are great obstacles, if you know what I mean. And last time I caught three yellowfin and one yellowtail, I was satisfied with that. But now we can't fish that. And I'm asking you guys, could you guys put your heads together and give us another opportunity to fish Guadalupe? Thank you.
You know,
good question, Bob.
That's a good question. I'll jump in on that one. That's a federal issue. That's with CONAF, which is going to be Mexico City. I think that the recent closures in the management plan, who knows what the future holds. Hopefully someday sport fishing will get to be restored there. But in the here and now, at this moment in time, I think everybody knows it's closed. And that'll be a federal government issue, not a state government issue.
Yeah, but one thing I might mention is to Ramon and Victor is the people going to Guadalupe Island and fishing was bringing a lot of revenue to Ensenada and the local people there. Are you in favor of us going back to Guadalupe for that reason, or is it possible that we may be able to get back access to Guadalupe?
You know, we would always be in favor of having you guys in Baja, right?
Yes.
Unfortunately, the restrictions instilled, those are coming from the federal authorities,
like
right?
Kent said, right?
Yeah, exactly. What we are doing, and the State Secretary, Dr. Alma Rosa Garcia Juarez, yeah, she is working very closely with the federal authorities right now in order to try to get things solved.
Yes.
She is an investigator. She knows what she's doing, really. And she was at the federal government before, so she has a way to communicate with them effectively. So that's a job that we are still, you know, trying to get it done.
Yes.
And hopefully it would resolve soon. But
great.
Of course, we're always happy to have you guys down there.
Yes.
And please don't miss a chance to visit Baja.
Yeah,
we'll call that
sure.
one a work in progress.
A work in progress. And, yeah, and we certainly are hopeful that things, because it is, like Bob said it, great. He's been all over fishing all over Mexico, but this is a very, very special place. And we cherish the opportunities to fish this beautiful biosphere reserve that Guadalupe has.
But that answers some of my questions, too. I mean, you know, the guys on this level where the revenue is coming into, like you said, they welcome
fishing yeah.
back. It's,
yeah.
it's not, you know, it's
on a different level.
Yeah, it's not in Ramon's hand,
right.
You know what I mean? But, I mean, I think that that's a good thing for us that on the, you know, on the more local side, it's, you know, it is wanted to be there. So
yeah.
it's
the
it's
one
a
thing
step
that,
in the right direction.
You know, Ricky, to your point, the one thing that I think is important, though, is that the spirit of cooperation right now to promote sport fishing and do it sustainably and in a organized manner, I think that does bode well to possible changes down the road some mm-hmm. point. But it comes if it's coming from the local community and from CEPESCA, that's different than folks from up here complaining
because
I can't go to the Guadalupe Island anymore.
Absolutely.
I think that is a difference is having that cooperation from the local community.
So we're glad you're in our court. We're glad you're on the same page. Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away. Another full hour, including the catch report. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
It's like Thomas Edison, Bob Uecker, Thor, and Willy Wonka had a love child. This is the Mightier 1090 AM ESPN Radio.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.